This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Most days on this program, if you're one of those who listens to the numbers all the way through, and remind me to tell you my theory about that one day, but if you usually do listen all the way through, you most days hear me say something like, bonds rose, the yield on the 10-year T-note fell to 1.68%. Just because I say it, though, doesn't mean everybody gets it or what it means. So for today's installment of our series, Kai Explains, where we take things real slow to explain what's really going on, the bond market.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
You want to know what's going on in this economy? The bond market is a pretty good place to start. Bonds are, in their most basic form, IOUs. A city or the federal government or a company sells bonds, those IOUs, sometimes called debt, with the promise that after a certain period of time, called the maturity date, you're going to get your money back, plus some interest. That interest is called the yield. And there are all kinds of different bonds out there yielding different things. We mostly pay attention to what are called treasuries.
It's debt that's issued to investors by the U.S. Treasury to fund our deficit.
That's Kathy Busjancic. She's the chief U.S. financial economist at Oxford Economics.
The bond market or the fixed income market reacts very closely with changes in economic news or data.
Data like?
Monthly employment payroll data or consumer price data are published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Or in a nutshell, a lot of the economic essentials you hear us talk about on this program. Now, within all the different kinds of treasuries, there are government bonds you can buy that mature in a couple of days all the way out to 30 years. And within that, there is one bond that we watch the most.
If you're a U.S. consumer or U.S. investor, the 10-year treasury note is probably the first benchmark to keep an eye on.
That's Ryan Phillips. He's at SageVest Wealth Management.
It's really a general barometer of interest rates in the economy.
Because, and here we go back to Kathy Busjancic.
The 10-year yield will reflect current economic activity, expectations for future economic activity, and also expectations for future interest rates set by the interest rate path for the Federal Reserve.
Expectations is the key word there, because once the government sells its bonds, investors, traders, really bond traders, take a look at the economy and ask not how are things going right now, but how do we think things are going to be economically in the next couple of months and years? And that is why the bond market is really the one to watch. There is so much to explain in this economy. Let us know what you want to know. You can do that at marketplace.org, or you can tweet me. I'm at Kai Ryssdal.